Shocking stats that you look at. 106 Central Victorian O'Malley residents died by suicide last year. Lifeline doing fantastic work, and they've got a couple of things coming up now that hopefully help in this area. Lisa Renato from Lifeline Central Victoria and O'Malley joins us on the show this morning. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert and Steve. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It must be, I guess, obviously very confronting and challenging as we try and bring that number down, but there's lots of different things you're doing to try and help the situation.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, our main purpose is to provide assistance to the National Helpline. Our centre answers over 10,000 calls each year, and they're predominantly answered by our accredited volunteers. That's a big piece of how we can help people with a range of mental health issues, whether they're feeling lonely and isolated or are in need of imminent prevention. So that's absolutely one of our key focuses. But, yeah, doing lots of other great things in the community at the moment as well.
So your latest scheme, push-ups, push-up for better. I couldn't see the link there. That's obviously a fundraising scheme. Could you tell us what you're asking people to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much. So the Push-Up Challenge is a national organisation who their focus is pushing up for better mental health. And so this year, Lifeline Headspace have managed to secure the beneficiary to that amazing nationwide campaign. And locally, we're calling for people to get involved in the Push-Up Challenge to raise money for our centre directly. And they can register by going onto Facebook and reading what the challenge involves and how they can get involved and or donate. But basically what we're asking people to do is 3,318 push-ups in June, which sounds like a huge amount.
Oh, you're right. It does.
My advice is push-ups are always better with friends. The more people, the less push-ups you have to do each. But that represents the number of people in Australia who died by suicide in 2019.
Wow.
So that's why the number's so definitive. And, so the idea is that people get involved, they get fit. They have a bit of fun, they raise money for a much-needed cause, and they raise awareness about mental health, so particularly in a post-COVID world. We've seen an increase in calls coming into our centre, and the number of volunteers we need to have trained has increased. So that's why we're asking people to help raise funds for our centre. And they can do that by participating solo if they're really keen, creating a team so that they can share the load, or donate. And they can do all of that via the links on our Facebook page or by choosing our centre, which is Lifeline Central Victoria and Mallee, when they go to the Push Up Challenge website.
Okay, sounds good. Listen, when you bring in the drinking Shiraz and eating stinky blue cheese challenge, give me a shout because I'm definitely in for that one, okay?
Great. I'll put you down right now.
Thank you.
I reckon I'd need 3,000 friends to help me with that 3,000 push up challenge. But however, whatever gets you there, I suppose,
yeah, exactly.
Is the point, isn't it, Lisa?
Well, the good thing is if people aren't into push ups, they can donate, obviously, but you can opt to do squats or sit ups instead if push ups aren't your thing. So, they're not definitive on that, but it's good to have some options available so people could still get involved.
Yeah, indeed. One of the other huge issues in our society, domestic violence, and I believe you've got some courses coming up there that might be able to help educate people in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a number of accredited trainers who deliver domestic violence awareness programs, and we are offering our short, succinct two-hour workshop, and we're also offering some specific domestic violence training for those working with people with a disability for those working with men who might use violence. And the idea around those trainings is they're federally funded, so there's no cost to participants to attend. And all of the information is on our website. It's lifelinecvm.org.au. But people come along and what they do is they learn to recognise the signs of domestic violence, learn how to respond appropriately to the people who are experiencing domestic violence, and then refer them in a way that's going to be helpful to them. And they're wonderful courses for people who aren't traditional frontline workers. They're also great for your traditional frontline workers such as nurses and healthcare workers, but your non-traditional frontline workers, you know, people let their guard down at the hairdressers, when they're at the accountant getting their tax done, when they're talking to their children's school teachers. So you don't have to be what you would traditionally call a frontline worker to benefit from this. It really enables you to clearly recognise the signs and symptoms of domestic violence and what the next steps are to perhaps be able to help that person that may not know where to turn.
Look, all we can say is on behalf of everyone, Lisa, keep up the great work that you guys are doing. This will go up on our website, so if people need any of those details, and Steve's about to give the numbers as well. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Robbo and Steve. Well, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Lisa Renato, Lifeline Central Victoria and Mallee.